Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to present to you that distinguished celebrity who goes by the appellation of the Lord Invader from Coca-Cola fame. And the Lord Invader is coming to sing you that song which had the world upset, rum and Coca-Cola, in the way it was intended to be sung. The Lord Invader, ladies and gentlemen.
First came to Trinidad, some of the young girls were more than glad. They said that the Yankees treat them nice, and they give them a better price. They buy rum and Coca-Cola, both of them for mana, both mothers and daughters, working for the Yankee dollar.
I had a little girlfriend the other day, but her mother came and took her away. Self, her mother and her sisters went in a cab with some soldiers.
They bought rum and Coca-Cola, Cola and Coca-Cola, both mothers and daughters, working for the Yankee dollar.
A couple who got married one afternoon, I was to fly to Miami on the honeymoon, but the bride went away with the soldier lad, and the stupid husband went staring mad.
They bought rum and Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, both mothers and daughters, working for the Yankee dollar.
I have some aristos in Port of Spain. I know a lot, but I won't call them. And in the day, they wouldn't give you a ride. But you can see them with the foreigners in the night.
Rum and Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, mothers and daughters, working for the Yankee dollar.
Almaro, I want you to know, tell me if you do appreciate this calypso. You have some people here in your company. I sure they appreciate the melody singing.
Rum and Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, mothers and daughters, working for the Yankee dollar.
You and this is an opinion. We haven't got no bad speaking Canadian. We never said Coca-Cola. Neither did we say Yankee Dada. We sang
rum and Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola. Both mothers and daughters working for the Yankee Dada.
Gentlemen, I want you to know, you love the calypso, but I tell you, very flat. You look like an American diplomat singing
rum and Coca-Cola,